six of whom were males and six females. The males were Coas, Cronus, Crius, Hyperion, Iapetus, and Oceanus. The females were Mnemosyne, Phoebe, Rhea, Taia, Themis, and Tethys. The Titan gods were immortal giants who possessed awe-inspiring strength and knowledge of ancient religious rituals, as well as magic. They are otherwise known as the Elder Gods and lived on Mount Othrys. The Titans arose to power. Cronus plotted with his brothers and his mother to overthrow Uranus. They castrated Uranus and wrenched control of the universe. A second generation of Titans was born during this time. Brothers and sisters mingled with each other and would associate with the sons and daughters of kin. Eos, Helios, and Selene were offspring of Hyperion and Taia. Coas and Phoebe became parents to Leto and Asteria. Oceanids and Potomai were the offspring of Oceanus and Tethys. Crius consorted with his half-sister Euphibia and gave birth to Astraeus, Pallas, and Percy. Cronus and Rhea produced a multitude of younger gods: Zeus, Hades, Poseidon, Hera, Hestia, and Demeter. It was those who rebelled against their father Cronus, like he did to his father Uranus and his followers. This rebellion that lasted for 10 years was called the Titanomachy. That saw the defeat of the old Titan order. The new order, led by Zeus, called themselves the Olympian gods, so named after Mount Olympus, where they thus established themselves, except for Hades, whose new dominion was the underworld. And so a new age dawned with a new set of gods to rule the universe. Part 2. The Greek Gods and Goddesses. Chapter 2. Zeus, King of Olympian Gods. Origin. Of all the characters in Greek mythology, Zeus remains the foremost figure, the king of gods presiding over Mount Olympus and the dominion of men, fathering innumerable offspring, both legitimate and illegitimate. He is the last born to Titan parents, Cronus and Rhea. However, there are some who have raised a question mark over whether he is the last born or the first. He is certainly the first of their children to have reached maturity. Birth and early childhood. Cronus, who controlled the universe after creation, was warned by Gaia and Uranus that he would be overthrown by one of his children. To prevent that from happening, he swallowed all his children as soon as they were born: Hestia, Demeter, Hera, Hades, and Poseidon. The same fate would have been Zeus's if his mother, Rhea, hadn't stepped in. She saved his life by tricking her husband, giving him a stone sheathed in swaddling garb instead of the baby, which she hid in a cave located on Cretan Mount Ida. Zeus was brought up by nymphs, and it was there, according to some traditions, that he met Metis. It was she who advised him to disguise himself as a servant, and so clothed, he was able to trick Cronus into downing poisoned wine that made him retch and spewed out the children he had swallowed. Other accounts describe Zeus cutting Cronus' stomach open, freeing his trapped siblings. This gave the children their second birth and made Zeus their older brother. Titanomachy. In return for setting his siblings free, he received thunder and the lightning bolt as tokens of thanks from the Cyclopes. Joined by Hecatoncheires, Cyclopes, and his siblings, Zeus defeated Cronus and the other Titans in the battle called Titanomachy. The conquered were driven into Tartarus, a gloomy underworld. After the Battle of Titanomachy, Zeus shared the rule of the world with his brothers, Poseidon and Hades. They drew lots, with the dominion of the sky going to Zeus. Hades got the underworld, the world of the dead, and Poseidon, the bodies of water or seas. Gaia was none too happy about the way her children, the